is an excerpt from my book, What We Leave Behind. Think about it. Your bathtub's overflowing. The water's running full blast. What's the first thing do you do? Do you begin to carry water outside in a teaspoon? Do you use energy-intensive machines invented at great taxpayer expense by your buddies at huge high-tech corporations and fueled by oil refined at great taxpayer expense by your buddies at huge oil conglomerates to suck up the water, transport it elsewhere, and dump the now polluted water into what were once salmon-bearing streams? Do you plant native grasses on the bathroom floor and call it a new model for sustaining industry? Or do you turn off the tap? If you're not insane, you turn off the tap. But the problem is the greedy, abusive assholes. Okay, so there's sociopaths too, and immature and so on. At the top, do their damnedest to make sure the bathtub always overflows on someone else's floor. Because they don't care about others, they have no real incentive to turn off the tap. This means someone else has to turn off the tap. This analogy of an overflowing bathtub is true for carbon dioxide, plastics, and other waste products of this culture. We need to turn off the fucking tap. And while we're at it, we should pull the fucking plug. All of this brings to mind Thoreau's observation that there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. Most incentives that motivate people aren't from programs, they're systemic. If you want to change a system that's profoundly broken, you don't tinker with programs, you get a different system. If you really want to remove the incentives for being wasteful, you have to change this culture at the deepest level you can find, and then deeper than that, and deeper still. How deep can we go? Yes, individual people are wasteful because it's cheap, convenient, and they don't know any better. Corporations make a profit because you make more money by selling things that shortly thereafter become garbage. Governments benefit when corporations do this because it keeps the economy going and offers taxes. These things only persist because the consequences of wastefulness are exported, like so many trash-laden barges, to seemingly distant places and times. If you want to stop the incentives for wastefulness, you have to stop the systems that export and postpone the disincentives. You have to bring the consequences home. And most of all, you have to stop the industries that manufacture waste in the first place.